Supper.
We went to the Mount of Olives, to the Garden of Gethsemane. Gethsemane means olive press. While all the disciples fell asleep, Jesus prayed. Among his prayers was this: Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
We were awakened by the soldiers coming to arrest Jesus. Jesus seemed to know they were coming. He just stepped forward and says, I am he. I didn't understand. So I drew my sword and I cut off the right ear of the high priest's slave. I was ready to fight for God's new kingdom.
But Jesus made Peter put his sword back into the sheath and healed the ear of the slave. He said, shall I not drink from the cup of suffering the Father has given me? So they arrested Jesus and took him to the high priest. We all followed, but I was allowed to enter the priest's courtyard with Jesus.
But when I got to the court of the high priest, I had to wait outside the gate. While I was warming myself by the fire, a young woman looked at me. She said, aren't you one of those disciples? Suddenly, all that courage I'd had in the garden just left me. I said, no, I am not. I was afraid. And then, two more times, I denied him through the night. As the night went on, I just couldn't believe what I had done. On the third time, I heard the rooster crow. And then I remembered Jesus telling me that I would deny him three times before the rooster crowed twice. I was just eat up with guilt and betrayal. All I could do was fall to my knees and cry. How could I betray this man that had changed my life and that would change the lives of so many other people?
Despite not being guilty, Jesus was sentenced to be beaten and to be hung on a cross.
Por la vida.
Jesus died that day. He walked straight down that path of sorrow, that path of suffering, straight down that road with all sorts of resolve, all the way to the cross, and he died.
And I cried every step that I took, carrying that shame of betrayal of him. Why was he killed? Is it because he loved? He taught us that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But I kept thinking, that should be me up on that cross, not him.
Held him there until it was a
after they were sure that Jesus was dead, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pontius Pilate for permission to take down the body of Jesus before sunset, which was the beginning of the Sabbath.
We just stood there at the edge of the crowd, and we watched as they gently lowered Jesus' body down off the cross. They had to disengage his feet and his hands from those horrible nails.
Joseph and Nicodemus took him, wrapped his body, and laid it in a new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. And a large stone was rolled across the entrance.
And I thought, is this it? Is this the end? It all seemed so final.
Alive. And certainly you don't need me to remind you, but he is certainly alive and glad that you have joined us and glad that you have celebrated. And if you would, please stand. Let us bow our heads as we go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, through Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened to us the gates of everlasting life. Grant that we, O God, who celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection, that may, by the renewing of your Spirit, arise from death of sin and the life of righteousness. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us go in the peace of God the Father Almighty, who has come to save us. Let's go in peace.
Amen.